Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, I'm Puma. We are so glad that you joined us today.
Yes, welcome.
It's a nice springy slash summery time of year.
Yep.
And yep.
Yeah, summer's here. It's crazy.
It is. And I yeah, it
We're
is.
Still trying to accept that.
I am still trying to accept. You know, it's not really acceptable to me. And I'm a fall winter guy, not so much a spring summer guy. So yeah, that's just my issue. I don't like pickles either, so it's another part of my and cottage cheese is bad.
Oh,
so.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you told me last week that Satan loves cottage cheese
and pickles. Yeah, well, so there's that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm iffy on the Greek there, but but no, we are so glad you guys are back. We are in our identity series. And as you know, it's interesting that with a podcast, just having the ability to access different, you know, sermons or even just, I mean, not even just sermons, but just podcasts in general, topics and all these different things. And one of the blessings of a podcast is that we can access anything. You have internet and a phone, a laptop, whatever. We have a full range of really information at our fingertips.
It really is amazing. I just, even in my life, not that I'm super, super old, but I remember in college, you know, starting out in high school, typing papers on a typewriter, and was even, you know, reminiscing, you know, this past weekend that the old printers, when computers first came out, those old dot matrix printers, you know, like a 9-pin where it just kind of 9 little dots for every letter. And so if you wanted to print out a 50-page paper, it would take a couple hours.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Like, you know, just kind of one line at a time. And then one line at a time. Yeah, it just craziness. Now it's like I, you know, want to print something out 50 pages in, you know, 30 seconds, it's just right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's no Command Z or Control Z to undo things when you type. My wife and I just got a cheap printer and it said, and it was like 50 bucks, right? But you hook to your phone and it says, you know, warning, it can print one page every 10 seconds. And I'm like, oh, that's so slow. Like, what in the world? So, you know, I got a 6-page paper. It takes a minute. And again, I'm just thinking, this is crazy how slow this
wow,
is.
Wow, that's horrible.
I'm not a patient person. But, you know, I guess one of the perks or disadvantages of living in, you know, 25, I don't know. We want things right away. But our access to things is incredible. Technology has made that.
It really is. Yep. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I don't know what supper is tonight, but I know when I go home, I could pop something in the microwave and get something kind of instant if I need to warm it up or just, you know, stop on the way home, or as so many are doing today, get like DoorDash and just have it brought, home, even like in the middle of the night, which is crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, in today, you know, we're going to talk about another truth of who we are in Christ. This idea is honestly one thing that I struggle with. I think most people do, the spiritual truth as God's children. I struggle with believing this. I know it might be true, but to live it out requires, well, we'll just talk about it because I think it's worth sharing, and we'll dive into this week's podcast. Donald Trump. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Puma, you had a little story or an idea that you wanted to share. I just saying the word Donald Trump gets people's hair on edge.
You just did. You just said Donald Trump.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Either love him or hate him. But I have a feeling though, if I just threw this out there, I said, if anybody wanted to say something to him, positive, negative, whatever, and I could just give you like a phone number and you could just call up and tell him whatever, how many people would take me up on that? Probably many people would, you know, either like, you know, you are doing a fantastic job or man, you are Satan incarnate, you know, but I, you know, I want to tell him off to his face. And so it's really interesting. So like if you wanted to talk to Donald Trump right now, Tori, what would you do?
Oh, I don't know. He is so up there and, you know, he's the president.
Well, yeah. Like what would you do? Would you like get on the internet and look up like Donald Trump and his phone number?
You can't. I mean, he's so hard to reach. I mean, I could maybe write a letter, but that would probably never actually reach him to the White House. I mean, I have no idea how I would able to
get access
hold of him.
To the president.
Yeah, no I access.
Mean, you know, just thinking about that, it's like if I needed to tell him something, Like he needs to hear this. This is like super important, life and death to the security of our country. I mean, how would I actually get access to him and talk to him about that?
Yeah, you're probably not. You are unable to have access
to
the
president. So why would I not be able to talk with him if I wanted to, like directly?
Well, for one, there's no relationship there, so he doesn't know who you are.
Okay.
He is the president, so he's got nothing against you, more important people to talk to.
Well, no offense taken.
he's the president. It's hard to reach really important people, especially if there's no relationship. You weren't pen pals, you weren't neighbors, you're not family. Very few people can reach the president.
Okay, very few. Now, how about this though? If I'm the president's son, and I just have just a personal issue in my life, do you think the president's son could say, "Hey, Dad, I want to talk to you"? What do you think would happen?
Yeah. Oh, I bet you at a heartbeat. Yeah, President Trump would take a call from his son.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because it's his son. He loves his son. He is the father of this child, and I'd imagine most fathers would probably want to hear from their son at the very least. Give him time. And I'd imagine he would absolutely take the call or a visit from his son.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as we've been going through this series, Ephesians chapter 1 says, we've been blessed in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And we've listed off and gone through several different blessings, that things that we possess because of our relationship to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This isn't things that we possess because of our abilities. They aren't things that we possess because of our skill set or because of our associations,
achievements.
Out in the world, achievements. These are things we possess because of our relationship to Jesus as our Savior. When we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, these things become true of us. This is what Paul's saying in Ephesians 1, that what is true of Jesus, what Jesus possesses, is now ours by association.
Yeah.
Because of Jesus, we possess these things. And so we've talked about several in the last several podcasts. So some of those blessings is one, we've been adopted. We've been adopted. We've been rescued from the dominion of darkness, one domain, one jurisdiction, and placed into the kingdom of the Son.
Yeah.
Because we have been rescued from the domain of darkness and been adopted into God's family, that makes us a child of God. And because of this relationship that we now possess as a child of God, we have something else that is just amazing, what we possess in Christ, and that we have direct access to our Heavenly Father. And we call God our Heavenly Father, but He is also the sovereign of the universe. He sits on a throne. He is one who is really unapproachable unless you have reason to approach Him.
Right, or even just being, holy. I mean, God is holy. God is perfect. He can't be, closely knit to people who are stained by sin. So even if He wanted to, we are sinful people. We need to be holy as He is holy.
Sometimes I think we have this character of God that He is like us or kind of a peer with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we use the illustration with Donald Trump. Now, he's just a man like us,
right.
But the position that he holds in our country and even in the world, such a high position that to have access to him 24/7, to have his ear, to be able to speak to him whenever we want, we just don't because of the position or the authority or the place that he holds.
Yeah.
Now, let's ratchet that up. Right?
Oh,
I mean, is God far greater, have far more authority?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not even comparable.
Yeah, He's a God of the cosmic realm,
Right.
Or just humans.
Right. Sometimes I think we have this character of God that He's like us, and the Bible uses certain pictures, friend or, God, comes to us, and I think sometimes we get the wrong impression that He is just kind of a common, ordinary person.
He's like just your homie.
Just my homie that, we can just kind of bros, kind of hanging out and whatnot.
Yeah.
The only reason we can even think that is not because of us, it's because God is willing to allow us to have access to Him.
Yeah, He has to lower Himself. And I don't mean that in a negative, but He has so much humility to even talk.
He comes to us,
not us.
He comes to us where we are, not us reaching the heights of the heavens to mm-hmm. the lofty position of him.
Yeah.
And so this is, so one of the things though that is so amazing the Bible talks about is that because of our relationship with Jesus, we have access to the throne room of heaven.
Totally.
The throne where God is seated on his heavenly throne. And when we think about kings in history, you just don't approach a king, someone sitting on the throne, just because you want to.
Exactly. Right? I mean, that was dangerous.
Can you think of some examples?
Yeah, Esther, for sure, right? Unless the scepter is pointed at you, you're not even welcome to come. You could actually get killed on the spot to approach the king without an invitation and acceptance to come. I'm trying to think of other kings throughout scripture where we see this happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to have access to a king, you have to be someone special.
Yeah, you have to be important.
And you have to be invited. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, throughout history, those that come into the throne room and want to approach the king uninvited, you should fear for your life. You should fear for your life. Yeah. I want to read some verses from Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4. And it says, therefore, since we have a great high priest, talking about Jesus, who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. All right, let's hold firmly to the belief that because of Jesus, we are part of God's family, this faith that because of Jesus, my sin is forgiven, my faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. Let's hold firmly to this, he says. For we do not have a high priest, talking about Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Therefore, let us then approach the throne of grace, throne of grace. Let us approach the throne of grace where God is seated. Let's approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need.
Yeah.
You see, so many people think that, I can talk to God whenever I want. People around the world, I can talk to, and I have a right to talk to God, and he must listen to me, and I can approach him however I want, in any way I want, through any means I want, and he should just accept me.
Yeah.
See, that is not true. The reason we can approach a throne of grace with confidence is not because of anything in us or about us. Mm. It is our relationship to Jesus.
Yeah.
Is the reason we can approach the throne of grace with confidence.
Right. In Christ, we have total access. And like the throne of grace, right? Grace, what is grace? It is getting something we don't deserve. We don't deserve to approach the almighty, all-powerful, holy, majestic God. And yet, as his kids, as his children, both his child through adoption, because of Jesus Christ, we can approach. And it's not this approach of, he's going to smite me. Like, you know, it's an approach, you're my kid, and I love you. I'm going to extend grace. At my throne, you find grace, not condemnation. In Christ, Jesus died for your sin. We are sinful people by nature and by choice, and yet sinful people in the image of God who are his children can approach the throne of grace. I love that most kings, when they approach the throne, it's with trembling, fear, and judgment, and wrath.
And that should be normal, too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a natural response,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
That fear of approaching a throne, because honestly, because of our sin, that is what we deserve.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And without Jesus, that is what we get. Mm-hmm. The Bible says this is what we get because God is a holy God. God is a God who must punish sin.
Mm-hmm.
But God in his love for us has extended grace to us and has shown mercy to us by offering Jesus to go to the cross in our place to pay the penalty for our sin that we rightly deserve. Jesus took it for us so that in Christ we now have access, the same access that Jesus has to the Father sitting on his throne. You and I have that same access. So now the throne that is a place of judgment is a place of condemnation for those who are not in Christ, is a place of mercy and grace for those of us who profess Jesus as Savior.
Well, and so let me ask you a question, because I agree with you, and yes, this is such a big spiritual truth. In Christ, we have total access to the throne of grace. However, we sin. In fact, we don't sin a little bit. We sin a lot of it. We sin so much. And I think if you're like me, then oftentimes it's like, okay, I know this truth. Yes, in Christ, part of my identity is I can approach God. I have access to God. But I don't know that I want to. I mean, I sinned. I said, God, I would never do this again. You know what, Lord? I would never think that, watch that, say that, believe that, buy that. And yet, I did it again. And you know, I could say, Lord, I prayed this morning. I would never do that. I did it 4 hours later. Even though I can approach God, I'm not so sure that I want to. Maybe God will allow me to come before Him, but I know how sinful I am. I know how disgustingly betrayed I've been to my Savior. Even though I can't approach, I don't know that He even wants me to. And I think a lot of times I don't pray, I don't ask, I'm afraid to, because I believe, like, again, it's true, I could approach. He probably doesn't want, He's probably angry at me. You know, I've sinned a bunch. Why does He want me to approach the throne?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And I think that is something that probably everybody has on their mind, because when I do something wrong, the last thing I want to do is approach the one to whom I've wronged.
Yeah.
You know, with confidence and expect to find grace and mercy.
Yes.
You know, so that's really a good one. Reminded, and we, you know, had talked about this and reminded of what Jesus told a parable, a story in Luke chapter 15. And it's the parable of what we would commonly call the prodigal son. And for those that are not familiar, it's a wealthy man has two sons, and the younger son comes to him and says, you know what, I want my inheritance now. I don't want to wait, you know, until you're dead. Basically, I wish you were dead, is what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, so I could have my inheritance. Well, the father gives him his portion of the inheritance, and the son goes off and leaves the family and takes the money and squanders it all and blows it on all kinds of foolish and stupid things and ends up in just total poverty. And the son comes to his senses and realizes, wow, you know, even the servants in my father's house are able to eat, you know, three meals a day, and I'm trying to eat food that, you know, I feed to the pigs and just disgusting. And so the son decides, well, maybe I'll just humble myself and go back to my father's house, and I will say, I'm not worthy to be your son. I am willing to just be a servant like the other servants in your house. And so the son has this humbling moment. And I love what it says here. It says, while the son was still a long way off, the father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. And wow. I love that, because it's especially in that culture, you know, that Jesus was in when he said this, fathers don't run, right? Fathers don't run. You know, you come to the father doesn't run to you. And here, this is a story that Jesus told to give his hearers, the listeners, a picture of God the Father's heart. And the Father's heart is one who longs for us to come to Him. He doesn't long for us to come to Him only after we've cleaned ourselves up.
Yeah,
I mean, this is what Paul wrote in Romans 5. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Christ died for us.
You see, His heart longs. And you see in the picture here that Jesus painted, the Father is out looking for His Son. Waiting for Him, wanting Him to come, wanting for Him to approach the Father and come back.
Yeah.
And the son came back not arrogant, he came back humbly. I mean, there is a right posture, because it's a relationship. The father and the son have this relationship, and the relationship was fractured because of the son's foolishness, but the father is waiting for the son just to come back. And when the son comes back, he's coming back acknowledging what he did was wrong, and he finds, as the writer of Hebrews says, mercy and grace at the throne.
Yeah.
Not condemnation.
I love how even in this here, Luke 15, the prodigal son, really prodigal sons, right? Because, I mean, Jesus, the God figure, God, was not indifferent about his son who was rebellious. In fact, he was invested and passionate about restoring that relationship. I like how he said he was looking, you know, even running, you know, there's, you know, stuff there too, but he was actively out to love and show mercy and grace to his wayward son. And the older son who was there was self-righteous, and still even the other son still had access to his dad.
Yes.
You know, whether you're a self-righteous Christian Pharisee or you're a Christian who's gone wayward and come back, regardless of our sinful state, whether it's more outward or inward, we have access to a God who is not indifferent about us.
Right. And remember, we have access to God because of our relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
Who we are in Christ. And this is, I think, different than maybe the picture that the world has. People think, well, I can just talk to God whenever I want about whatever I want.
So
even though I don't have a relationship with him, you know, just like we think we can talk to Donald Trump whenever we want. And many people think they are talking to Donald Trump when they post things online as if somehow he's reading their posts,
right?
You know,
right.
But there has to be a real relationship there in order. Mm-hmm. And when we recognize that only through Jesus can we have this new relationship with God that he created us for. It is in Christ we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. And this blessing we're talking about today is that we have direct access to God 24/7.
Yeah.
We call that prayer, right? Just talking to God.
Yes.
But we can talk to him anytime, day or night, and he is, in a sense, on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
He is there.
Yes. Well, he's not. Yeah, he's there. He's desirous of us. Yes. He wants us to approach. You know, he's not, oh, if you show up, I'll show you mercy and grace. No, our Heavenly Father, the Lord on the throne, is full of grace. You know, in Ephesians, he's rich in mercy. There is a love and desire for us to come to him regardless. You know, in our sin, for those who are in Christ, if you're his kid, he wants you to come. He is actively, intentionally wanting our communication.
Right. In the prodigal son story, the son wanted his dad.
Yes.
Yeah. He wanted his dad. I mean, this is what it means to be part of a family, to be part in relationship. And why would he not want his dad? Because he knows his dad is a good, caring, compassionate man who takes care of his servants.
Yeah.
The son knew that he did his dad wrong.
Yeah.
But just because he did his dad wrong didn't mean that he no longer could come back to his dad. And that is what's so amazing is we have a Heavenly Father who wants us to come. We have a Savior, Jesus, who is the high priest, as the writer of Hebrews says, who is the one who goes before us, paves the way, who allows us to have direct access to the throne room of heaven, a place where those who are outside of this relationship find judgment and condemnation, but for those of us who are in Christ, find mercy and grace in our time of need. We can do that all the time.
Yeah.
So, Tori, what would be a good AQ question as we kind of wrap this up today?
Yeah, you know, Puma, this is, you know, I need to wrestle with this because we have total access to God. We have it, but we don't always feel confident or trust in this spiritual truth as his kid. And so we talked before, Puma, this is such a great, great AQ. What makes you hesitant to approach the throne of God with boldness? Because we have this. This is true of us as his kids. If we are in Christ, we have access. But what makes us hesitant? Is it sin? Is it living in fear? Now we should have a holy admiration and respect. But do we really believe God is for us? Do we believe that our Father loves us? You know, what is it? What makes you hesitant to approach the throne of God, the throne of grace, with boldness?
Yeah, no, that's good. You know, that hesitation, and you know, as we were talking earlier, you know, why do I pray or why do I not pray? You know, sometimes I think it is because I feel guilty because of sin. Sometimes I think just out of neglect, right?
That's true.
Just think about children. I mean, how often are children thinking about their parents? Well, only when they need something or want something.
Right. Yeah. We're pretty selfish.
Right. But a mature relationship with a parent, thinking about them, even when we're outside of needs or wants, we think about just because of the relationship, we just value who they are and who they are in our life. And so I want to get to that kind of mature posture. I'm not there yet. I know intellectually I can talk to God about anything, anytime, and that he desires to hear me. Mm-hmm. Practically, that's not the everyday cadence of my life yet.
Yeah, right.
And so it's also something to recognize that this is true, but also I can strive for that. I can not be hesitant when I'm, I can just approach his throne and talk to him about anything.
Well, yeah, and even in Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And really, I think a big part of this, do we believe? I mean, do we really believe that our God wants us despite our sin? Right. And it's a matter of what I believe to be true. You said it very early in this series, which opinion matters the most? The one you choose to believe, the one you choose to trust. And so whether it's our own feelings of guilt, fear, whatever, As Christians, we need to make the choice. I'm going to trust God's opinion. What does God's word say? I'm going to let that guide me. And God's word says, in Christ, we have total access to God. That's just incredible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for joining us. What a blessing we have in Christ. So many blessings. In fact, every spiritual blessing. But this spiritual truth, we have access to God. The God who spoke in life, became the one who crafted and made us. We have access to that God. And that's pretty incredible.
It is.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. I was just seeing you. That's kind of creepy. look forward to seeing your emails and hearing from you guys next time. Till then, guys, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time, Fridays at 10:10.
Bye-bye.
Bye.